Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. National Broadcasting Company brings you another transcribed episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
In the territory, there is a great deal of law. There is the law of the angry mob with gun and rope, and even the law of the learned judges with book and gavel. But justice... there is a horse of an entirely different color. In my travels through the territory, I have seen law of one sort or another many times. But justice, very seldom. It is as the diamond, priceless, because it is so rare. Who am I to be a philosopher like this? Well, I am Pablo, the gypsy peddler. And I am twice a philosopher. Once, because I am a gypsy, and once, because I am a coward. And this is my friend Midnight.
Midnight.
He is a raven, but he too is a philosopher.
Shoot first. No questions.
A philosopher of violence. But also a coward under the feathers. I have, of course, known many brave men. And among these is my friend, Doc Sixcott. I remember a time when we rode together along the trail out past the Mesa Verde.
We're stopping water over the rise.
Someone has camped at the waterhole. Smoke.
You're behind the time. That's Matt Wilder's cabin.
At the Rimrock Waterhole? When did this happen?
About a month ago. Matt bought the land from the DeBlanco estate.
The old Spanish land grant? I didn't know the title was good.
It isn't. Except for about 1,000 acres around Rimrock. The decision was handed down by the circuit court back in St. Louis.
But no one in the territory has paid any attention to the DeBlanco claims for years.
It's clear title, though. Matt showed me the court order.
Doc, does not Howard Fearing use Rimrock to water his stock?
I suppose so.
Flying B is a very big outfit.
Yeah.
They are also traditionalists.
You think Fearing will make trouble for Matt?
Well, there was a man over to the Rio Verde who fenced off a few hundred acres of grains. He had a notion to grow wheat.
Yeah, I heard about that. They never proved that Fearing's men did it.
When he was found hanged with a strand of wire from his own fence?
And you think it was Fearing's hired gun?
Doc, it has been a very bad year for small men. Between the drought and the big outfits, there are a lot of men with no jobs and a six gun and an empty belly.
Well, looks quiet enough now. Come on, we can probably strike Matt for a good cup of coffee. Hey, come on. Come on, Pablo. Hello, Matt.
All right, Mr. Reed.
What?
Get in the door. You behind. Get inside.
I'm coming.
Now shut the door behind you. Go on.
Matt, what's going on here?
It's no good, kid. Busted in on me.
Oh! I'll do the talking. You, the big one. Drop your gun.
All right. Take it easy, kid.
Watch your mouth. Drop it. Now, get over there with the girl.
What do you want from us?
Shut up, kid.
Listen, fella. What's this all about?
I got a message to deliver to old man Wilder here.
What do you want?
I just want to let you know this here is a very unhealthy place to homestead, see?
Yeah? Who says so?
I do. Look, I'm giving you a nice friendly warning like I'm supposed to. Get out of here, Wilder. Get out fast. Get those fences down and get out.
Listen, you tell Howard Fearing if he wants to talk to me to come himself. Not to send some sniveling baby toting a six-gun where his diaper's ought to be.
Oh, please. Cut that out. Listen, mister, you want to argue with me?
That's a pretty big offer for you to make, sonny, with a gun in your hand.
Yeah, and that's just where it's going to stay. I guess I'll move on. And remember, Wilder, pack up and get. Don't move, mister.
All right.
And just to make sure somebody don't take pot shots at me from the window, you come here, the girl.
Wait a minute.
You let my daughter alone.
I ain't going to hurt her. Pretty girl like her. Now, come on, honey.
No, let me go.
Come on.
Oh.
Why, you dirty...
Get back.
Oh.
All right, keep back there, the rest of you. We're going for a little ride, honey.
Let go of me. Let go.
You ain't such a little girl after all. I'm warning you. One shot out these windows and... just don't try it. Come on.
Let go of me.
Gun. Rifle in the closet.
No, it's no good. He's got your daughter, Matt.
Is she hurt bad, Doctor?
My arm.
Let me see it, Matt.
No, Mary, I gotta go after her.
Pablo, take care of him.
Yes,
Doctor. All right, after him, Matt.
Mary.
Get some guns.
Mary.
Oh, she'll be all right.
I swear, Doc. If he hurts her...
She's all right, Matt. I can see her. She's coming back over the ride.
I'll kill him, Doc. I'll...
Just lie back, Matt. I'll go get her. All right?
Oh, Doc.
It's all right. It's all right now. Did he hurt you?
No. Nobody held me, so... He just dropped me off his horse.
Anything hurt your ankle?
Oh, no. I'm so scared. I can't stop shaking it.
Here now. Sit down. Right here on the ground. Go ahead.
My dad. What happened? I think I'm going to be sick.
Just put your head down between your knees. Go ahead.
The way he held me. I mean...
It's all right, Mary. Don't you worry about it. You're all right. Your father isn't hurt bad.
Why did he do this, Doc? Why?
I don't know exactly. Can you stand up now?
I think so.
Oh. Now, here. I'll carry you. Now, just hang on. It's all right now, Mary. It's all over.
Sure, she's all right, Doc.
She's sleeping, Mr. Wilder.
I put a measure of laudanum in that tea. She'll rest.
That's no good baby-faced killer.
Matt, you better get some rest, too.
I'm telling you, Doc. I can take care of myself. If Howard Fearing sends his hired guns out after me, I'll fight back. But my girl...
I know. They want to scare you away from the water hole.
Doc, it's mine. I paid for it. I got the legal title. Just because they've been using this water hole don't mean it's theirs. I told Fearing I'd let him water his stock if he'd guarantee me against loss from broken fences and my own critters. And he wants to be king of the open range like he's always been. That's why he sent that miserable coyote after me.
I never saw that one before. But I knew most of Fearing's guns by sight.
That was Eddie Baker. He's new.
He seems so young for a hired gun. I was fearing I would not trust my business to a child.
He ain't no child, not Eddie. He's killed as many men as any of Fearing's gunslingers. He's mean, clear through. That's so help me. For what he did to Mary, next time I see him, I'll kill him like I would a rattlesnake.
Into Frenchman's Ford. Matt Wilder left Mary at Doc's place, and we all went together to find the sheriff to swear out a complaint. The sheriff at this time was George Hargrove, and a man who looked for him at his office was wasting time. So we went straight to the Bull Run Saloon.
Now, look, Matt, I can swear out a warrant again, Eddie, for shooting you in the arm. But you know as well as I do I can't ride on to Fearing's place to serve it.
What's the matter, Sheriff? You afraid to do your duty?
That ain't the point. Before I got near the home ranch, Eddie'd be up in the hills, snug as a bug in a rug.
That's right, Matt. Sheriff's been trying to serve warrants on Fearing's top hand for a year now.
You think I'm going to let that little skunk get
now,
away
now,
with
don't
what...
get head up, Matt.
But my daughter...
Now, the girl wasn't hurt. Doc here says she's all right. Now, get off the stove and quit boiling. I'll go down and make out the complaint. Keep it on the books, anyway. Just take it easy, Matt.
He's no better than Fearing. Lily Liver's no good.
No, he's just being practical, Matt. As long as the big stockmen keep a private army.
Army? Huh. I fit in the army. I got respect for any man that did. North or south, I don't care. But that weasel with that baby face, he wouldn't have the guts to fight in no real war. If I could just get a hold of him.
You talking about anybody I know, mister?
Doc, let go of my arm.
Don't be a fool. Got 8 guns behind him.
Funny how some fellas will shoot their mouths off if they think nobody's listening.
Let me go, Doc.
He's just waiting for you to draw. Look at him. Matt, he'll gun you down.
What's the matter, Wilder? Can't you talk anymore?
Won't do Mary any good for you to get killed.
Well, Mr. Wilder, and your long drink of water friend.
Why don't you go away, Eddie?
Well, I just wanted to say hello to my good friend Wilder.
Listen, Baker.
Yeah? What?
Nothing.
That's what I figured. I just wanted to tell you thanks for your hospitality and that girl of yours.
Doc,
hold it.
Makes a real cute little arm pull on a horse, you know? Kind of.
Get that, no. Let go of him.
Let go of him. Go ahead, let him draw. I got something for him.
Well, I've got something for you. Nobody draw. You, Matt. You're covered. Jose, send somebody for the sheriff.
I wouldn't do that. Doc, you can't hold off 8 guns. I'm going to walk right out of that door. You start shooting and a lot of men are going to get hurt.
And get out of here. Get out in a hurry.
All right then, Doc. We'll figure it's a Mexican standoff this time.
Doc, let me...
No. He's right. Let him go.
I'll be back to see you again, Wilder. And that girl of yours. Come on. All right.
You should have shot him down, Doc.
There would have been an awful lot of people hurt. Maybe it's all over, man. Come on, you better get back to Mary.
We thought maybe it would blow over, the range war. Eddie Baker wasn't seen for several weeks. There was a rumor that he shot a barkeep in Chisholm City, but no one was really quite sure. And then, on a Saturday afternoon, Sheriff Hargrove called Doc over to his office.
What is it, George?
Matt Wilder.
What happened?
Alfie Pierce brought him in on his buckboard. Shot.
Dead?
Yeah, he took one in the hip and one in the back when he fell. Alfie says the fences was down. Stock was gone.
Fearing guns?
I figure. Doc, that ain't it.
Hmm?
I mean all of it.
No.
The girl. What's her name?
Mary.
Pretty little kid.
What happened?
Well, Doc, she's... Alfie was kind of broken up. He's got kids.
Is she alive? What are you waiting for?
You ain't going to be able to help her none, Doc. She's out back.
What are you wasting time for?
Wait a minute here, Doc. She's kind of broken. She's cut up.
She in here? Mary.
She don't know nobody. Alfie brought her in.
Give me my bag.
She was mine. I don't know as I'd want her to live.
It won't.
There ain't nothing you can do, is there, Doc?
No. Just watch her die.
I sent Milt Evers to round up enough riders to go after Eddie Baker. You want to go along?
I'll
stay here with Mary.
Okay, Doc.
Go on, go after him.
They brought Eddie Baker in a day later. I saw him ride down the main street, past the livery stable to the lockup. His hands were tied behind him, and his feet tied together under the belly of the horse. There was blood on his face, and the sheriff cut the rope from his feet and pushed him off the horse. He fell into the dust and manure. Then the sheriff dragged him into the jail. It was 2 hours later that they sent for Doc.
In here, Doc.
What happened to him?
He resisted arrest. On your feet, you murdering...
No. Let him alone.
My arm.
Here, let me see.
No.
That's broken. Now, get that shirt off. This arm wasn't broken when he rode into town. Saw him go by the Bull Run.
He tried to jump me.
He's a liar. He hit me with his rifle butt. Them deputies held me and he hit...
You liar! Oh,
don't touch him again.
Now, my God, don't touch him!
They know him. He kept on hitting me. He had my hands tied to the bars and he was...
Now, stop talking while I set this arm. It's out cold. Give me a bucket of water and some rags.
Oh, now, Doc, don't...
You hurt me!
Milt! Get a bucket of water and some rags.
Right. What's the idea?
What's the difference? He was resisting arrest.
Look, George. So help me God, if this man is tortured anymore, I'll swear out a complaint against you and file it with the territorial attorney general.
Doc, you're forgetting something. This dirty rotten...
I'm not forgetting anything. I sat with that girl till she died.
This here crawling louse did that.
I know. He'll be tried, and I hope to God he hangs for it.
I don't know, Doc. I mean, a trial's a little chancy. You know that. Howard Fearon puts a lot of money into politics. Maybe it'd be better if he was to get shot trying to escape.
George! Don't do it.
You want this to go on living, Doc? With that pretty little girl lying out there the way she was?
George, I took an oath to save lives. But this is one life I want to see snuffed out like it never happened at all.
Well, then.
But I want him tried and found guilty and hanged according to the law.
I don't know. He ain't gonna be no deader if I bat him behind the ear right now.
That child died because he didn't follow the law. I don't want him murdered. I want to see him executed for his crime.
He's gonna kill me. You can't let him do that.
He isn't gonna kill you, Eddie. You're going to die, all right, by the law.
The trial was quick and simple. A Mexican sheep herder had seen Eddie near Rimrock Waterhole that morning. Doc testified about Eddie's first assault on Matt Wilder. O'Shea from the Bull Run told Eddie, threatening to come back to get Wilder. His quirt was found at the waterhole. It took the jury 13 minutes to find him guilty, and the judge another 4 to sentence him to hang.
Get up, Eddie.
Let me alone.
Get up. Doc, here's a look at your arm.
It's a laugh. What do you care?
Me? Nothing. Doc's got a conscience.
Let me see it, Eddie.
Holler when you want up, Doc.
Don't hurt none.
It'll mend straight.
Yeah, sure. With me dead.
Feeling sorry for yourself?
I don't know what you've got against me.
You don't? What are you? 19 years old and you've killed maybe 12 men and that girl. Animal.
I didn't kill Wilder. Listen, Doc, they can't really hang me for something I didn't do. I wasn't there.
Yeah, how about that quirt?
Well, I mean, I rode past there that morning, see? And then I headed out to the Rio Verde. And listen, I've seen a man get hanged once. You gotta help me.
Why?
I never hurt nobody in my life. I mean, not on purpose.
This hurting? It's all right.
Listen, he can't do this to me. I mean, I ain't never had nobody. No mother or nothing. They gotta feel sorry for an orphan, don't they?
Keep it in the sling.
You gotta listen to me. You got influence, ain't you? I mean, if you was to tell the governor of the territory, I mean, he could give me a reprieve.
You want me to carry your appeal?
You got to. I mean, it's me. It's me. Look, Doc, I ain't never had nothing. I never meant to hurt nobody. Not really.
Where are you from?
Back east. New York. My folks moved out here when I was 10.
I did. Thought you never had a mother.
Well, I mean, I never saw her much. That's what I mean.
All right, I'm done with you. You're in fine shape for tomorrow morning. I'll be signing your death certificate, Baker. And I'll be thinking of Mary Wilder.
Oh, now, Doc, I never did nothing to that girl, honest. I never touched her except that time I took her on the horse.
George, let me out of here.
You've got to believe me. I wouldn't hurt that girl. I mean, I liked her, see? I was going to come calling on her, you know? She was real pretty. I wouldn't do nothing.
Baker, shut up, or I'll kill you myself with my bare hands. George, get me out of here!
It was the morning of the hanging, and I sat in the Bull Run Cafe with Doc, having coffee. O'Shea kept the place open all night to handle the crowd.
Finish up, Pablo.
I'm in no hurry.
Aren't you coming?
It is not like you, Doc, to go to death as if it were a wedding.
It's Eddie Baker being hanged.
I know.
Well, it's different.
Is it?
Pablo, I saw that girl, Mary Wilder, when Matt first came off the territory.
She was...
Never mind.
The end of life is always sad. Any life.
What do you mean?
Doc, I've been in many countries. I've seen men die in many places. And I've heard them call to many different gods with their last breath. I do not rejoice in murder.
What do you mean? I kept Baker from being lynched or shot trying to escape. He had a fair trial. He was condemned to death by the law.
Death?
You're sorry for him, is that it?
I'm sorry for you and all of us.
I'll save it.
I will.
Pablo, listen, are you trying to say that Eddie Baker should go scot-free?
Doc, my father was killed by a Basque in a knife fight. By Romani law, I was to kill his murderer.
Did you?
Yes. With the same knife. It did not bring back my father.
I'm not going to sit here listening to this kind of crazy talk.
It's been many years. Well, perhaps you will know what it is to have blood on your hands.
Are you comparing a legal execution with a knife fight between two gypsies?
The blood is the same color.
You're drunk.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Start bringing them out! Get out
there! Go, my friend. You will miss the hanging. And so, they hanged Eddie Baker in the morning sunlight. And there was no one to mourn when they cut the body down. And Doc signed the death certificate and pronounced him dead. And Eddie Baker and the girl Mary were beneath the same ground. I did not speak to Doc that day or the next. I found him the night after in the Bull Run. When I came up to his table, Sheriff Hargrove was talking to him.
Marshal Darrow out of Fort Dale picked him up. There's about five of them, Mescalero Apaches. They were scouts with the army and deserted about a month ago.
Are they sure?
Darrow said one of them had Mary Wilder's ring.
Are they sure?
Darrow got a confession. They come riding through about noon as looking to rob the place. Shot down Matt and then the girl. Funny, ain't it? I mean, Eddie Baker, he killed maybe a dozen men. Gets his neck stretched for something he didn't do. Well, it don't matter none. The Army will probably hang those Indians. I guess you'll be glad to hear that, huh, Doc?
Let me alone.
Well, I mean, you were so bound to see the...
Go away.
Well, now you don't have to get riled.
Sheriff, leave him alone.
Now, just who are you pushing, peddler?
Leave him. A man needs to be alone when he first finds blood on his hands.
What?
Leave him.
All right. You sure taking on queer about some no-good killer. I'll see you later, Doc.
Pablo.
Yes?
Nothing.
Yes.
There is nothing. I wanted him dead. I didn't want justice. I wanted him dead.
You didn't know.
I wanted it legal, but I wanted him dead.
I'm going to get a drink. Shall I bring the bottle?
No, I... Excuse me.
Wait. Doc! Doc, where are you going? Doc!
He rode out into the night, and he was gone for 2 days. And then, suddenly he appeared at the cabin of Bob Calder, whose wife was in labor. Doc delivered the baby girl and placed the baby in the arms of the weary mother. Then he rode back to Frenchman's Ford and began life again.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Doc Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffith. Today's script was written by Ernest Kinoy. Heard in the cast were Edwin Bruce as Eddie, Denise Alexander as Mary, William Keane as Matt, and Wendell Holmes as the sheriff.